for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Thousands of people are arriving in Poland for the 24th Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. The UN's Patricia Espinoza says the conference takes place at a time when we urgently need to address the issue of climate change.
The effects that are happening are affecting communities around the world, casualties, destruction in so many places, suffering, a lot of suffering derived from the consequences of climate change.
This year marks the deadline agreed by signatories of the Paris Agreement to adopt a work program for the implementation of the commitments they made in 2015. At least 22 tornadoes broke out Saturday afternoon and evening across central Illinois, injuring at least 30 people in Christian County and turning homes into piles of splintered wood. Several people had to be rescued from houses that collapsed on them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
As the country prepares to say goodbye to former President H.W. Bush, the man who served as his Secretary of State was with him as he took his last breath. On Fox News Sunday, James Baker talked about that final moment.
They made arrangements for all of his children to call in to in effect, tell him goodbye. And his last words, the last words George Bush ever said were, "I love you." And he said those words to 43, George Bush, President George Bush, 43.
Congressman Adam Schiff, the leading Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, tells ABC's This Week that there is now a witness in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen, who Schiff says confirms that the president and his business are compromised. The college football playoff field officially set, and it will include some familiar names. SEC champion Alabama is back in the college football playoff for a fifth straight year. They're joined by ACC champion Clemson, making their fourth consecutive appearance. Undefeated Notre Dame and Big 12 champion Oklahoma. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
America's top diplomat says Iran is acting up again. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did not provide many details when he tweeted on Saturday that Iran is testing medium-range ballistic missiles that he says are capable of carrying multiple warheads. He did warn Iran's missile testing and proliferation is growing, saying it's a clear violation of a UN Security Council resolution. Pompeo stressing the U.S. condemns the acts, calling upon the Islamic Republic to cease those activities immediately. I'm Chris Barnes.
The commander of U.S. Naval Forces Central Command in the U.S. Fifth Fleet has been found dead in his Buran home. The Navy says Vice Admiral Scott Sterny's death was not foul play. Suicide is suspected. Pope Francis has lit a candle to signal the start of a global campaign to push for peace in Syria. The Pope saying, "May these flames of hope dispel the darkness of war. Let us pray and help Christians to remain in Syria and the Middle East as witnesses of mercy, forgiveness, and reconciliation."
3, 2, 1, go! Way to go, kids!
Ralph Breaks the Internet earned another $25.8 million in North America in its second weekend of domestic release. That's a 54% drop from last weekend's $56.2 million, but still gives the Walt Disney animated sequel a $119.3 million 12-day total. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch came in second, $17.7 million, and Creed II was third. Get updates anytime at